Eric Martin. July 2023. Christians betrayed. Christians in America have been betrayed by politicians of the neo-Marxist left who hate the foundational beliefs which formed our nation. They want to obliterate the sacred creed of the pilgrims, and the thousands of immigrants who followed them. These brave people risked everything to come to a land where freedom of worship was a right. They fled the repressive monarchies of Britain and Europe, and their early churches flourished and went with them across this vast country. The Bible was their mainstay, and as Alexis de Tocqueville observed, America became a great nation because its people were fervent Bible-believing Christians. Morality lost. Americans sought to embrace the Ten Commandments of the Old Testament, and the Sermon on the Mount of the New Testament. Our laws were based on the principles of morality inherent in the Bible, tempered by the teachings of Christ, who extolled a Father God of compassion and forgiveness. Christianity offered redemption through Christ's sacrifice. It blessed believers with the hope of eternal salvation, of eternal life. This hope endured through the horrors of the Civil War and two world wars. It is the bedrock of Christian faith, and is now under attack from the forces of hell, the forces of woke. America today is dominated by ruthless globalist elites in politics and business. They control the mass media, finance, the major corporations, and academia. Through their control of the Democrat Party and the electoral process, they control governmental agencies. With political dominance, they deploy the intelligence and security services as their weapons against all who disagree with them. Their agenda is satanic. They are determined to degrade and eradicate the Judeo-Christian civilization, which was the driving force of our preeminence in the world. Through their surrogates in the Democrat Party, they enact laws which tear at our national fabric. They know that in order to succeed, they need to destabilize the norms which have bound us together. They therefore assault Jewish and Christian morality and the natural order of male and female in the formation of healthy families. As Karl Marx wrote, the destruction of the family is the key to producing chaos, and chaos is the breeding ground of Marxist tyrants. These enemies of the American people are the enemies of the God of Israel, and of the Bible. Marxist news juggernauts. The mainstream media barrages us daily with the voices of mayhem and social degeneration. These pompous pundits push abortion, homosexuality, transgenderism, feminism, anti-capitalism, intersectionality, critical race theory, and of course, Black Lives Matter. The talking heads of CNN and MSNBC delight in presenting violent riots by Antifa and BLM as peaceful demonstrations. As buildings burned in Portland, including a police station where police officers were sheltering, CNN and left-wing media ignored the murderous brutality. Their agenda was to support Antifa and Black Lives Matter because they were the shock troops who would bring law and order and America to its knees. Did the major Christian churches express horror and indignation? Did they urge their congregations to fill the streets and protest these outrages? As we now know, the elites who control the politics and business of the nation also control the churches. It has been made painfully clear that the Pope, the Archbishop of Canterbury, and the leaders of the Methodist, Presbyterian, and other major churches are the servants of the new religion, the religion of Antichrist. They have allowed perverts to make the policy of their churches. The Catholic Church is now gay-friendly, and the Jesuit Pope's friend who leads the gay charge is a gay Jesuit apostate. Yes, they form a phalanx of sexual deviants intent on eradicating the Judeo-Christian order. The Church of England will now allow gay marriage and clergy, and the Archbishop of York is campaigning to delete the word, Father, from the Lord's Prayer. He says it's too patriarchal. Madness consumes those who indulge and promote lies, and the devil, as Christ taught, is the father of lies. Churches conquered. Call to Christians. The Protestant churches in Europe are now havens for the LGBTQ+ fundamentalists. Traditional Christians no longer are welcome in the churches their forefathers founded. As in America and Britain, those who refuse the tenets of woke are condemned to cancellation, to social isolation. They become pariahs to be despised and exiled. These true Christians in Europe and America are subject to derision and brainwashing. They are constantly exposed to the propaganda of the political and economic machines that now control the churches. Christianity is now headed for certain extinction, unless Christians decide to fight, with every means permitted by God, to defend their faith, families, and sacred traditions. Christians must now take up their cross, but also the sword, as they did to fight the evil of Nazism, as they did to deliver Spain and the rest of Europe from Islamic rule. Christians have a sacred duty now to be warriors. American Christians must adopt asymmetrical warfare in combating an entrenched enemy that controls almost every branch of law enforcement. The odds are formidable, but we still have a huge advantage, the American people. The vast majority of Americans, according to Gallup, Rasmussen and other polls, distrust the government, the media, and the security services. They know that their country has been taken over by abominable and vile traitors. They are revolted by the male perverts who do drag shows for little children, who simulate sex acts before the innocent and psychologically vulnerable. They are enraged at the rioting of BLM and Antifa marauders who burn down the businesses of hardworking people, who sexually assault pastors in the street, and who desecrate the American flag. They are disgusted by the indoctrination of children in the public schools where they are encouraged to transition from their biological gender to any of 100-plus fictitious genders. Americans are ready to revolt. They need leaders who personify the moral and religious beliefs which shaped their great nation. They need you. You are not alone. We are not alone. Christian leaders are emerging. The movie, Sound of Freedom, suppressed by Disney and Hollywood, is breaking box office records. Jim Caviezel, Mel Gibson, Tim Ballard, and other Christian warriors made the film to reveal the horrific sexual exploitation and trafficking of children. They dared to challenge the woke traitors, and the American public supports them. We who serve Jesus Christ can also gain the victory over the satanic forces of woke. We can decide to fight. The long retreat is over and we must go forward now to make America great again, the America built on Judeo-Christian principles. About the author. Eric Martin is a British-born American patriot, who at 79 years of age continues his fight against the enemies of democracy and Judeo-Christian civilization. He was an officer in the Biafran Diplomatic Corps during the Biafra War of 1967-1970 and had close escapes from the Islamic regime of Nigeria and their allies, the KGB. He is a friend of Israel, having volunteered in the Six-Day War and has also worked with the Friends of Israel for her security. His first allegiance is to the God of Israel and his people, both Jewish and Christian. In 2007, he was chosen by Israel National Radio to announce the station to the world. He believes that it is the duty of all freedom-loving Americans to fight the Marxist barbarians who are now trying to destroy America, with all means possible.